Hi, this is Tom Thayer, and now we're going to take a look at defensive back Marcus Cooper and a couple of his key traits. First one is size. At 6'2", 192, that is great size for any defensive back in the National Football League. But being able to understand and read receivers at the line of scrimmage. This first play with a slight play action fake, Marcus Cooper is not only able to read the quarterback, but he's also able to read the receiver. And as he feels the receiver coming off the offensive line towards the first down marker, he's able to undercut the throw of the quarterback for a key interception. Now when you look at this next play, there's three defensive backs to the top of the screen. Marcus Cooper is given the biggest cushion, so most likely he will be the receiver attacked. And he stays on top of his receiver. As he gives a little bit of retreat, he stays in a position that if that throw is anywhere behind the receiver, Marcus Cooper is going to be able to come up with the key interception. Another key trait for any defensive back is being able to filter through traffic. As you see on this 3rd and 3, it's a quick throw. Marcus Cooper has to be able to filter his way through another defensive back and a wide receiver to stay in a disruptive position to the receiver he's covering. As Marcus Cooper is able to filter through the traffic, again, he stays in a position to disrupt the throw for the incompletion.